at this stage, you know, I'm kind of like your accountability partner. And so I wanted to, first of all, have you give me an update on how the business is coming. Are you seeing growth? Are you adding clients? So, you know, give me an update on what's going on, given everything else that's going on in your lives right now. So, you know, let's start with that. So who wants to go first?
I can't say we've had any money come in this month yet. We did last month. Had a couple of deaths and having to process the paperwork for that. It takes a little time there. And we are, as we mentioned in our previous calls, I've spoken with a few people already about the possibility of coming on board as a team member.
Yes.
And we do need that. And we'll be in Greenville next month. You know, the first week in August, I think we'll be our crosshairs will be in the Greenville office, and we can better determine when we could even train that person, you know.
Right.
But we need that. We need that other person. We do.
It's going to be critical.
To better run it.
So definitely in the book I wrote, read the chapter on how to onboard a new team member.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be important. And also kind of really think about the delegation of duties and responsibilities and how that's going to shake up, and try to have all that done so that you're interviewing the right person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you onboard a new person, you're going to talk about a team agreement, some things that they're going to be required and expected to do. So you get your expectations out up front. Try not to build that once they get on board, because, you know, you may find that there are things that they just don't want to do. Okay. So, you know, and that can be very, very, that can interrupt the team's progress. So, you know, the chapter on onboarding a new team member, looking at some of the elements of a team agreement. You know, when family's involved, okay, maybe you can play a lot looser, but if you're bringing on somebody who's not a part of the family, then you want to make sure that you have all that, you know, kind of, you know, partially written out, okay? So what else might be going on in terms of gaps that you're seeing? Are you having your weekly team huddles about your practice? Are you back to that yet?
We are.
You are. Okay. Anything coming out of those meetings that cause you to, you know, think about some things or reexamine, you know, your focus, or are things, you know, kind of seamless at this point?
My turn. I think that we have a lot of clients that require obviously different needs. We've had some deceased client processing, and that opens up more work for, you know, distributing assets and trying to retain assets. And Johnny's real good at that. He doesn't let a little you know, list of to-dos get in the way of trying to retain the beneficiaries of those assets. So he's made a big hit on the ones that we've had in the last 6 months to hold on to them. Obviously some, you know, are needing their money, but so far we've done pretty good. And he did, I can't believe he said we didn't get any new money in. I had my 401k that I held.
This month. No, that was last month.
No, what? It was this month.
June. He had to have it by the end of June.
Oh yeah, you're right. Never mind. Yeah. I beg his pardon. I finally let him roll over my 401k, from my Fidelity, from my former career. So that was insulting that he didn't say we got that, but we did get that in June.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I finally let him have my last little nugget. So, anyway, Peyton, he isn't on here to tell, but he finished out his, the FAA program at the end of June. So he's hitting the road now, and, he got back, well, after that end of June, he said, gosh, Now help me remember what I'm supposed to do. He said, I've been so focused on, you know, finishing strong in his, program. And he did good. He got recognized in our complex as, you know, doing a good job finishing out that program. So, just had a lot of moving parts with that. Now we've got to, I do see the need, and with us building this house and just kind of getting pulled 40 different ways that, getting in the office in next month, we're ready. You know, it's kind of been, Morgan Stanley is saying now it's time to get back in the office, and we need to do that. We need to have face to face huddles instead of the phone calls and stuff. So, but Johnny, we have added,
it's been about 17 months. So,
right. Yeah. John, we've added, some more, of our top clients into the Supernova cycle and continue to get good feedback from that. And, so I'm excited to try to keep that going and that's why we need help. We need somebody to come do some more of the work. Peyton just said, holy crap, I completely forgot. he's actually they found out yesterday that they put a bid on a house, he and his new bride, and so I think they got a call back. So he's I think he got distracted with that. But anyway, we'll give him a bye on this one today. But yeah. I think getting back in the office is going to help us get focused.
Okay. I mean, look, you're going through a lot. Building a house, another team member buying a house, new marriage, new puppy.
Yep.
you know, that's a lot to absorb. So, how's the stress level with the team?
I think we Peyton was kind of stressed there at the end. He had a benchmark that he was, you know, working after, looking to achieve, and Johnny was, you know, trying to, they were strategizing. So, I feel like, you know, Johnny and I are here together all the time, but I think it's probably going to help Peyton get refocused on, what he needs to start doing and how we can, find our way as far as who's going to be in charge of different things. So
as far as the delegation of duties now,
right.
This new person you are going to onboard, is there any particular need and that you are finding? Is this going to be an associate FA? Is it going to be an investment associate, a CSA? What's going to be the nature of the work that this person is going to need to do for you?
Well, I called Uncle about a month ago because they were wanting to hire a part-time person to just do the Supernova scheduling and the little other type things. And I said, look, I don't want to work 50 hours a week. I want some freedom. So I think we're going to place the hiring a full-time CSA, hopefully registered or wanting to get registered, allow me more time to, I'm not bailing. I just would like maybe a day off a week, but I would like to be the Supernova, scheduler, talk to the clients more. I'm buried in not necessarily paperwork, but digital, processing of just our client needs. So,
well, you could be the person, the accountable party that makes sure that Supernova gets executed, mm-hmm. that the client agendas go out in a timely fashion, that there's a follow up with the executive summaries.
Mm-hmm.
You can also look at the director roles. You know, if you set a goal for 4 plans, did they get executed on? And look at your schedule and look at your COIs. Are we having, you know, meetings? So you should have, you know, your checklist of tasks to make sure that there's an implementation of the Supernova process, the monthly calls, the 4 reviews, 2 in person, 2 that are telephonic and 1 hour response to problems, 24 hour resolution. So if you kept the pulse of the team going with that, then I think that that would be terrific. Mm-hmm. How do you think about that?
I would like to do that. I would like to be the one to crack that supernova whip and keep this part going. But I do think if we can find somebody to do the CSA work, and just give us, because what Johnny had wanted me to come on board for, I'm not getting to do so much because I got, you know, tasked with the full CSA role when we came home from the pandemic, and then our CSA that we were, allocated in the Columbia office left. So they allowed me to take on that role. And,
and that's not really what you wanted to come in and do.
No, right? No, it wasn't.
Her talents are much greater than that. And I'm not taking away from the CSA role. That's a tough position.
Yeah.
But Lisa's personality and what she does is spot on with what Supernova does.
Exactly.
And keeping that going.
I have to agree with that. I have to agree with you. Very strong, member of the team. Are there any, challenges that you feel this team has right now that we need to discuss? Basically, what I'm hearing is, you know, we just got to get back to the basics of really implementing and executing on your plan, on your strategy, you know, going forward.
Yeah, I think we know what we're to do. Each of us know our roles. We need another heartbeat, and that we elected to get the CSA there, and are certainly registered over time. Maybe when we hire them, we've not really sat and interviewed anyone yet, but our goal is just that. And in addition to getting into the Greenville office and settling in there.
Okay.
I've only been in the office a day and a half since March of 20, you know, but it's because Lisa's sitting here, you know, that's helped tremendously.
Okay.
And we've grown our business from it. I mean, it's been a plus, but, we can make it better.
Yeah. Okay. What feedback, I think, you know, we've gone through everything. We have talked about, you know, all of the failure points in Supernova, you know, reasons why, you know, folks, don't get quite the benefit out of it that they should. But it's all the little things, all the basics, making sure you have your 12 to 18 month calendar with your educational topics and, you know, all of that are the Supernova kind of strategies. And if Lisa, you know, kept track of that, followed up with everybody on the team to make sure that, you know, those things are being implemented, I think, you know, you'll continue to grow, continue to do well. What do you think should happen? You know, it's very difficult to talk about kind of the future. But tell me how you think your future, has changed, since, we've been working together. You know, what's gonna be different, you know, as you go forward and build the kind of practice that you want to build for this next phase of your career? What's that gonna look like?
I'll say that it's given me the option at my stage of my career to choose who I want to work with.
Okay.
And those that fit the Supernova model is who we want. You know, okay. If they aren't willing to go that route, I don't know that that's, you know, there's certain clients you just can't help, Curtis. You know, you've been through this and I don't mind. There was a part of me that once said I can always help somebody.
Right.
Well, maybe and maybe not, but I know I can help others, and those that want that help and invite it, that's who I'm going to concentrate on. And same thing, bringing in new relationships. I've got several that I want to get back involved with there. I'm going back to my hometown, and I've already kind of fired a few of them up, but not heavily, because I'm not going to go in there until I got it right. But
Well,
so it's helped me define what type of a client I want. It's hard to do that when you get in this career initially. You want everybody because you got to survive.
If they're living and breathing, we'll take them.
Yeah. I hear a little bit of heartbeat. I want that one. So that's one thing. And I'm trying to pay more attention to where I spend my time. I see what workload goes to a CSA by sitting across from the desk with it every day.
Right.
And you shouldn't put that on certain people, you know.
That's right.
You got to pay attention to who you're bringing in as a integral part of who we are and what we want to do for that client.
Okay. So, you know, you've bought into the whole idea of Supernova, right-sizing the book, streamlining your practice. Now it's like, getting that team to really, really hum. And quite frankly, Lisa is really the person that's going to ensure that happens. I like what I'm seeing with your team. I've got nothing but positive things to say about, you know, the direction that you all are moving in, and will continue to move in.
I got to buy the smoke for the Curtis.
What's that now?
I got to buy the swimming pool, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you're going to do an in-ground kind of thing.
Yep.
But, make sure you got a nice little jacuzzi there on the side. You'll spend more time in that than you will in the pool. But
right.
Okay. Well, you know what? I will tell you, I'm not going to prolong the conversation. All I can say is if I were to take you through a mental checklist and look at everything that we have covered over a period of time, I'm going to take the remaining, 6 minutes or so and look at this. You know, we started off with segmentation, developing screens as to why you keep a client and why you don't. So we spent time, introducing the new service model to clients, and identifying who your ideal client is, setting your minimum expectations for assets and what your target is. Okay. We talked about niche markets and how you were going to, really focus your time, effort, and energy on specific niche markets and learn everything you need to know about that market. You've done well with that. You've done well accepting Supernova as your brand. We talked about the leadership model, which is the delegation of duties and responsibilities. Who does what on the team? I think you're very well organized and on your way there. We looked at gaps all the time with your team, and we tried to shore up and close the gaps in terms of team performance. We talked about your own personal dynamic of health and the things you need to do to, enjoy the business, take time off. And Lisa, you said, hey, look, there's got to be a day in the week that I can pull out here to get some peace of mind. And I think that's important. So that helps to raise productivity when you're able to, leave the practice, come back, knowing that you're well organized. Organization and planning. We kind of went through that. We're sending out executive summaries. This is what we talked about. This is what was discussed. And these are the next steps. And those are the little things that help build, you know, your the right practice. And Lisa, you've got to ensure that the agendas are going out and that the executive summaries are happening. You should have a 24-month calendar of topics that you batch process for clients. You know, these are designed to be educational in nature. Okay. So that people see you as having other ideas and concepts. They're not designed to be sales calls per se. Scheduling and workflow, creating that bank of trust, looking at your clients and determining whether or not they can enthusiastically endorse you. And if you've got the concierge practice, they'll be able to do that. We talked about a lot of methods for building client relationships. You know, and I think that of the 8 methodologies for growing your practice, you should be focused on probably 3. The COIs was one I think you have a strong interest in. Working that VIPSA model and script, and then the enthusiastically endorsed model, which gets you referrals from your clients. We understand the relationship between 3 butlers equals 1 supernova client. And we talked about mastermind groups. In chapter 10, we got into whether or not you're going to be involved in the community or not. But you can develop a successful practice without going on boards. But, you know, look at your social networking and community involvement. Leadership, which you both kind of share that role, which is tracking your progress, making sure that you're executing on what needs to be done. And I think that that really is the whole process. And if you stick with that, you all are going to continue to grow and continue to be successful. So that's all I have for you today. And, you know, with Peyton, you know, if he's got questions about anything, congratulate him for me for graduating the program with high honors. I'm glad that he was able to successfully do that. And you all are just have been a dream for me to work with.
Well, we appreciate all what you have shared with us. It really, just what you did today, I know we kind of circle back around every time, but it helps reinforce what we want to do. And we had a, gosh, it's about three weeks ago, the complex had a summer summit virtual. And so they had, I don't remember the guys, the company he represented, but he, they were basically going over this similar type information. And all we kept saying was, oh, that's just supernova, you know? And so we kind of felt like we had, we already had the cheat sheet, you know, for what they were talking about. And, you know, the whole concept of, you know, catering to the clients. And, we, you know, we've never been, I'm new to the team here, but we never have felt like we were looking for that, the high net worth client feel.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and we do get one every now and then. We feel pretty lucky and, but that's not our bread and butter. But I think this is helping us focus on what we can do for, our high level, you know, top tier clients. So
absolutely.
It's just been, we feel like we have been schooled on something that's really going to help us, go forward in any, whatever role we do. I think it's going to be, it's going to help Johnny and me finish strong with our careers and hopefully pave the way for Peyton and crew, whoever it comes, you know, to be, which we will probably need a FA, you know, in the next Okay. I don't know, 2 years, but this has really been a great, time. I'm thankful that Morgan Stanley promoted it. I'm thankful we got connected with you, Curtis and Andrew. It's been a good, fit for us. I didn't feel like we were, being, talked at. You know, y'all were very good instructors and encouragers.
Okay. Well, good. Well, I appreciate that. And look, I want you all to, you know, finish strong, have a great summer, take time to enjoy, this house that you're building. And, I'll check and see, if there's another call, you know, in the mix. Okay.
Okay. That'd be great.
All righty. Take care. Johnny, take care.
Yep, y'all take care. See you later.
Bye. Thank you, Andrew. Bye.
See you.
Bye.